sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story.
All right. And by the way, just for your information, folks, I wrote that song about 25 years ago or 30 years ago, and never knew it would be somewhat prophetic. They tried to kill me in 2004, and kind of like that phoenix, here I am again, hard man to kill. And Robert, I've just got to tell you, I'm really enjoying this conversation with you. And Bob, I appreciate your input too. I appreciate that you've been listening to me for so long. You know, I have never felt comfortable in any church in America. I've been to a lot of them. I've been into the Catholic Church. I've been into the Baptist Church. I've been into the Methodist Church. And they're always felt like there was something wrong. And in doing what I do, you know, people have told me, well, Clay, if you didn't talk about the Jews, if you didn't, you know, you'd be a lot better off. And my reply to them, well, I'll tell you what, I'll stop talking about the Jews when they stop talking about the Arabs. And, you know, all the time in my heart, right now, to this day, I feel like I am doing what God wants me to do. And I have another opinion that at the Council of Nicaea in 250 A.D., they deified Jesus to the point that because they didn't really want men like Robert and I and you, Bob, trying to emulate the kind of man that Jesus was when he walked the earth. And just didn't work with me. I mean, that's my hero. Not the man hanging on the cross, but the man that ran the money changers out of the temple. That's the way I see Jesus in my mind.
Yes, well, this is his position as king. But are we obeying him?
I think I am. I don't know about anybody else in the world.
Well, we're talking about the nation. Here is the nation. Israel is 12 tribes. And he shall rule. He said his name shall be called Jesus. For he shall rule the house of Israel forever. And the 52 parables in the gospel shows us how he runs the affairs of the kingdom.
Yeah, I have no objections to Jesus running our governments, to running our lives and guiding our lives, because I can't find a single thing that he ever said that I thought was wrong.
Amen.
And neither did Thomas Jefferson.
Amen.
I think we're all in agreement there. You know, one thing I would point out, Clay, is that a lot of people in thinking in their own mind that they're living their life as Jesus would have them live it, are still using credit cards, are still charging usury, are still involved in the stock market, are still doing a lot, all these things that all they do is feed the enemy. It says, if we will resist him, he will flee from us.
Uh-huh. All right, yes. We got to take another break here. Yes. We'll do some quick messages, and we'll be right back here, Bob. And that's the whole reason I am trying to create Liberty Villages right now, to get back to the kind of life God intended us to live. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Free American Hour. I am Clay Douglas, and my one goal here is to get the truth out to you, and to be able to live life like we're supposed to. And you mentioned Jacob, Robert.
Yes.
He led the Israelites down to Egypt, and formed a colony down there of Israelites that the Egyptians were afraid of, because they lived a godly life. They grew their own food. They raised their own animals. They wove their own clothing, and the Egyptians were scared to death of them, weren't they?
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Clay. I'll say this much about it. When you study the history of the Hyksos kings, they were pharaohs in Egypt. And when the Egyptians rose up against those pharaohs, they ran them out of there. But they went to Greece. They went to England. That's us.
Yes.
And when you talk about the Israelites that Moses led out of Egypt, it wasn't the people living in Israel today. It was the people living in Western Europe, Canada, America, yes. Australia. It was us.
Yes.
And for, you know, like I said, I don't think we have any reason to pat ourselves on the back. This was something that is, in the end, is going to show the awesome power and authority of the creator of this universe.
Yes.
Because through all these years, and with everybody forgetting who they are, we've lost the Ark of the Covenant. And, you know, you read the book of Hosea, and it'll tell you exactly what's happening and what's going to happen. And there's going to be a reunification. And it's coming about, and it's going to happen. And even right now, the fact that you're on the air, and you have Robert on the air, and the three of us are discussing it, and I'm sure Ann is listening. The bottom line is, people are becoming aware that the 10 lost tribes were never lost. They were dispersed. And, you know, I don't think anybody knows exactly what has happened with relationships physically over the course of all this time. But, you know, the fact that Robert pointed out earlier, under Christ, we become Israel. Without Christ, we are still Jacob. And that's a very important point, because Jacob is a secular part, and Israel is a spiritual, but it's also the true body, the descendants of Jacob under Christ are Israel. And
well, see, may I say this?
Sure, go ahead.
Remember when Jacob returned from his uncle, he met Esau, and he was afraid. He was a Christian. He was converted, but he was a babe. He had all this wealth, didn't know what to do with. But look at the procession, the order of things in his approach to his brother Esau. His brother Esau was wroth, brought 400 men with him, and look how the order went. He put the children and the women right behind the flock and the shepherd. In other words, his national wealth was offered, then his women, his wives, and concubine and children, and then he and some of his men lurked behind. Look at our surrender of our sovereignty. It went in the same order, absolutely in the same order. We gave the material wealth, and then we gave our family, the sovereignty of the family, the children and the wife, owned by the state and regulated by the state, and then men who are afraid of the boss, Esau, lurk behind. We are still Jacob in our national experience. We are not Israel in our national experience until we acknowledge absolutely that Jesus Christ is King here and now, and we are in his kingdom, and we behave like mature men.
If we were the children of Jesus Christ, if we were following Jesus, we would not have fought our brothers in the Civil
we
War.
We would have gone to World War One and World War Two.
We wouldn't have fought the Germans, who are our brothers. I'm German. I'm German. I'm descended from Germany. And
That means you are Syrian. You're Syrian. All the Israelites are Syrian.
Right? I'll accept that. I'll accept that.
Well, you know, I just want to make this one point, and I want to get out of here.
Go ahead.
The point I want to make is, you know, about 20 years ago, I decided that God was either who he said he was or he wasn't. And he said he will protect me as long as I do what he asked me to do. And so I forfeited everything that has to do with this system, period.
Yes.
I have absolutely not one single tie to the system, and I have yet to be hurt by the system. I've been protected, and it's been 20 years, and I'm totally amazed by it, because it seems like in every instance where it looked like there could be a major problem, it went away. And I can't explain it. It's
well, that's your personal deliverance. Lord be with you.
Well, it's faith, and it's faith. And when you say, okay, I'm going to have faith, that doesn't mean believe. That means act in faith. That faith is an operative word, a verb.
Obedient.
Just do it. Do what you're told to do.
Obedience of faith.
Anyway,
Bob,
that's all I have to say. God will protect you.
I certainly agree with that. I've seen. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the photographs of the motorcycle I was hit on after George Bush tapped our phones, but there is absolutely no way that I could have walked away from that without a broken leg, without having my head bashed in, and I guess I had a bump on the head, but I still walked. As soon as I got off the drugs, I got up and I was able to walk and talk and do the things I do right now.
Amen. Well, I had about 10 similar experiences like that. Yeah, the Lord is sovereign in the way he delivers us from our own.
Bob, I hope you got a subscription to the Free American. I hope you got a copy of the Free American somewhere, because this is a very, very powerful issue. And I certainly need all the help I can get from everyone out there to get the advertising, to get the distribution, to get the subscriptions that I need to continue.
Yes.
And thanks for your call. And if you want to get in, don't mean to monopolize it or anything, but if you want to get in, our number is 800-313-9443. And you can also come into the chat room. We've got, we've dropped a caller. WWEMS is in the talk show or in the chat room. You can join the chat room, freeamerican.com. Go to the chat room at the top of the page and sign in a couple of times. All right, Robert.
Yes.
I'm going to do exactly what my friend on the chat room asked. I'm going to let you talk. I want to know. Since the massacre at Waco, I've started the Free American because I wanted to get right the correct information out to the American people. And, you know, I report on what's happened and what's happening. And that's not always a positive way to do things. But, you know, I'm here, and I'm here as a servant. I'm ready to do God's will. Tell me what we can do and how it could be done.
This is a general offer. What in precise points? What do we want right now?
Well, I have the Free American. I have the talk show. I have you on as my guest to inform people, and I'm just asking you. You've read the Free American, so you know what I do and how I do it.
Yes.
I'm asking you, is there anything we can do better? Is there anything I can do better? Is there what can the people that are listening to us do today?
First of all, a technical necessity. We need to spend the time on the subject rather than fixing the phone and fixing the microphone and the speaker and this and that and the other. Technical necessity requires that we have a top-notch performing machinery under our noses so we could speak to the people clearly. Because these, to me, that's what happened when you are in the midst of a very potent point and then you're erased from the air. That's sad.
I am doing the best I can with the equipment I have. I've got more equipment sitting up here that I just don't have the repairmen within the area that can fix it.
Well, that's just like you saying. I'm not criticizing whatsoever. I'm just saying that's what we need. The second is I'm glad for this honor that to speak in defense of America, in defense of the gospel, in defense of the kingdom, defending the word of God with the word of God, the armor of God, is what protects us. Let me speak on this small issue, but it's a very potent one, and that is when we are children, like 5, 6, 7 years old, we're all alive. No doubt whatsoever that we are the delight of our parents and peers and society. But can we marry? Can we fall in love? Can we produce children? Can we raise children? Can we build houses? Can we take care of the road? Can we fly? No. So if the church does bring children to the world, children meaning Christians, converting people to Christ, and leave them adolescents, leave them down there. That's why we are being dumbed down, because we are not allowed to mature. We are not permitted to mature. And we don't want to mature. We think if we could step in our dad's boots and walk around the yard, that's all there is to it. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, we got to take a break here for just a moment.
Okay.
Be right back with Robert Booty and Clay Douglas. 800-313-9443 is our number here.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We're back. I'm getting a lot of kudos for having you on, Robert. And I appreciate you being with me. I'm being asked what you're doing to get your message out to people. What are you doing to spread your information? Hello, Robert. Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, very, very poorly.
All right, let's try it that way again. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being asked what you're doing to get this information out, get your message out to people, and I told them that I plan on having you on at least once a week.
Okay. I pastored a church for 27 years and saw what's going on. Decided to establish the Royal American Institute for World Peace and travel the world over and meet ambassadors and kings and presidents and whoever is willing to see. And I had traveled a lot and spoke in so many different places and to high government officials about the mandate of peace, the gospel mandate of peace, which basically the church in general have betrayed. Blessed are the peacemakers. without peace, we have no nation, and we have no, because all the reactionary behavior of the government and the treachery that goes on, and we let, we give freedom to all the lower instincts of our nation, of our nature, and we have no discipline. We have a national resource, the army, and all the money we can spend on destruction, and we don't have enough money to build a road.
The Rothschild doctrine that we have here, Monty.
Did you catch that one?
Hello.
Did you catch that call, please?
The Rothschild doctrine here says that they're afraid of peace because that doesn't put us into debt. We might get out of debt if we were at peace.
Yeah, sure. So I'm free to travel and speak, and I speak in churches, universities, and schools, and different private places, but basically my personal work, and I have a small staff, unpaid. I have very few people. You can count them on the fingers on one hand that support. It's a self-supporting ministry that doesn't have any budget whatsoever, and we're. But the priority is to speak to whoever wants to hear, especially in high places, like Paul said in chapter 2 of Ephesians, that when we influence the government, and especially here in America, we the people are the government, and the government, I call it, on the air, I tell you, it should be labeled or described as the government, not the government. We the people are the government. We the people ordain the government. And how can we say... we consented to be governed. No. The American people never, ever consented to be governed. They consented to govern themselves, and those who run for office are the ones that consented to be governed by the chains of the Constitution. And that's the form of government that we must protect and bring to a more viable and workable condition, not the autocratic one that we now know. Anyway, this is what I'm doing, and I'm honored to be on your show, and I am willing to answer all the questions that, if they are reasonable questions, I will answer them.
I've got one I just wanted to digress just a little bit.
Okay.
One of the commercials here on Republic talked about rumors of war, a quote from Jesus, how will we know when the time's coming?
Yes. That?
And they said that there would be rumors of war and wars and more rumors of wars and earthquakes.
Yes.
And I just got this bulletin in that... a 7.4 quake hit the South Caribbean, and also that that was the Windward Islands in the South Caribbean, and that a swarm of earthquakes hit Southern California near San Jose. More than 15 quakes have hit within 125 miles of San Jose. And I wanted to, as soon as we have these messages and we come back, I'd like to get your opinion on what these signs mean. And we got to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right. We're back. And my guest is Robert Booty. And the Royal American Institute of Peace. Well, I would certainly like and be honored to help promote that and to help you and get your help, Robert, with the Free American. I think I created the Free American to be a tool to get the truth out to the people of the world, not just America.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor and privilege, actually, to meet you and be on your show. I love to serve in whatever capacity, but I know my number one passion is the Word of God, and I know the number one passion in my life and my family. I raised two boys, one doctor, one judge, and my wife is a dean of rehab at the Rehab Institute at Loma Linda University Medical Center. Back to your the scripture that you quoted for signs of the time and diverse earthquakes and so forth, right? Is that what
sure.
you...
Yeah.
Hello, Clay?
Yeah, there was another earthquake in south side of Yosemite Park, too, on the 29th yesterday.
Yes. Well, first of all, to establish the principle of these words that our Lord spoke 2,000 years ago, he was speaking about the local situation, but then the ripple effect, where we are, these things are like a repeat, a rerun, so to speak. They are not the sign of the time as if they never happened before, but they happen in an intensity that shows in direct connection to what the Lord was saying. Because when the people rebel against him, he gave them grace for 40 years and spread his love for 40 years, and then finally he pulled the net and he said, nature will have to respond, react to our disobedience. Don't we call nature Mother Nature and Father God? And when this Father is insulted and mocked, and God cannot be mocked, and we keep rebelling against him, we keep doing the things that he completely disavowed and completely rejects, we accepted what he rejected and rejected what he accepted, then nature has to react. Nature is Mother Nature. Can you have a good wife, and if somebody is like when you're mistreated and all that, she will take whatever it takes to defend you. God's nature, by law, by his word, that he kept creation, the equation of things, nature reacts to the people who live on it. And it has a mind in total harmony with the law of God. And this is why we think our being here is providential. And look at the devastation we see in tornadoes and hurricanes. And you look at the tornado's effect, how it plows the town from one end to the other. And we are in a war situation, and we are not allowed to see all these things. The devastation in this land alone shows that the God of nature, nature's God, is angry with us. He doesn't accept our hypocrisy. He does not accept our religion, accept our patriotism. He's totally upset with us. Okay? Now,
I went through Hurricane Andrew in Miami.
Oh, my God.
And Homestead was totally destroyed. And that hurricane was coming right down the county line road where I lived.
Well,
and
God.
Right before it got to us, it turned and went to Homestead.
Yeah. Well, see, if you put all
okay,
the
hang on just a minute, Robert. We've got a caller. Go ahead, caller. Speak up and give me your name again.
Hello, Clay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, greetings from No Permit Mike in Northwest Pennsylvania. Excellent program this morning here, especially about not giving into this old system. Well, you know, they had the Spanish Inquisition there because of the Ashkenazis, and I think we're about due for an American Inquisition. Yeah, well... Gentlemen, look at the state of affairs of this nation. This is what happens when you leave the Ashkenazis in the tent. No?
Go ahead, Robert.
Yes. Well, first, the Ashkenazis come from the Khazar Empire. And the Khazar Empire, if you remember or read anything about the Khyber Pass, the pass that all the caravans from the Far East, China, go westward. And they are, the people were cutthroat, thieves, debaucherous in all their ways. And then when they embrace the religion that permit them all that and expands on their talents in thievery and demagoguery, okay? And this religion is the religion of the elders that destroys the word of God. The Lord said, you keep your own tradition.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And so this religion is the most suitable vehicle to reach world domination. And our Lord said to them, he said, you encompass land and sea to bring one proselyte. And that one proselyte is Ashkenaz, because only one proselyte is mentioned. Okay?
Yes.
And the Zionists spring from that realm, And the story by Rabbi Lieberman from Australia, he says, if you're Jewish, you should avoid Zionism like fire, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, Clay.
Yes, sir.
You know, in relation to coming out of this system, it would be really nice to hear you interview a man by the name of Bill Snevelin. He was very high up in the Masonic Order and in other forms of Babylonian Talmudism. And
all right,
he's got a website.
Give me a contact number. I'll be glad to do that.
Yeah, he's got a website, Clay. It's called withoneaccord.com.
With One Accord.
Okay.
Say, Bob.
Yes.
Hey, Bob. You said you're Syrian.
I am from Syria, Christian from the tribe of Judah, early Christian.
Yes, yes. Oh, very good. I see that you're from Moses' line then, because in Deuteronomy 26:5 it says that Moses' father was a Syrian. Yes, sir.
Laban was a Syrian.
Yes,
Rachel,
yes.
And Leah and all the concubines, Rebecca and Sarah, all Syrians.
Yes, and isn't it so that the Ashkenazis are trying to kill that line off right now?
You're right.
It's terrible, it's horrible, and we shouldn't even be a part of that.
We shouldn't.
Because, yeah, that's in Deuteronomy 26:5. Moses' father was a Syrian.
Yes.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm going to have Robert on. Probably I'll try to get him on about every Monday here at least.
Oh, excellent.
And thanks for the tip. I'll try to get a hold of Bill Snevelin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. And let's go to John. Hello, John. Are you with me?
Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, John.
Well, you know, I've got a question for you, Robert. Do you think, you know, it's important for us as Christians.
Yes.
We're to be about giving the gospel out. But I think that the church is asleep because the pastors and the congregation are not doing much more than getting the gospel out. We need to educate and awaken the church to realize that when Satan had Jesus in the high place and offered him all his... I could see if he would just bow his knee. When Christ refused, Satan didn't give up. He found other men and other women that took him up on his offer. I think it's important, and maybe you can tell how to go about waking the church up to the fact that this is, we're in a war, and the church isn't even aware that there's a battle on. They're asleep.
Yes, the Lord sent Paul to open their eyes that they might see, right?
Absolutely.
So opening the eyes is a special procedure. He that has an ear, let him hear. So opening the eyes procedure is you have to confront the established status quo doctrinal position of the church. And you mentioned, with all due respect to your conviction, and I believe if you do research and study the scripture, you will find that Satan, the existence of Satan, apart from the fallen human nature, is a lie. The human nature is Satan. Adam sinning became Satan. Satan is not, scripturally speaking, is not a force out there supernaturally competing with God's program like it's in the minds of millions of people. It came down from to us in the invention of the Talmud. The Talmudists are the one that invented Satan. Why? Because they would then have to be less responsible for, the devil made me do it. And we always do that. We blame Eve and we blame Adam and we blame Satan.
That's really, really interesting because I've never really believed in Satan. I think God gave us our free will and we've got the choice.
Sure.
We've got the choice to be good or evil.
Jesus Christ was tempted from his within because the Bible says no man is tempted. No man can say he's tempted of God because when a man is tempted, he's tempted and drawn by his own fleshly lust. Read the Mark 7. Mark 7, when the Lord lists all the things that come out of the heart of men and defile men. These lists, and the devil is not there. Even though these works are devilish, but the devil as a separate existence is a lie.
Well, if that's the case, and I don't believe, I think we're going to agree to disagree, but if that was the case,
yes,
then why would God have asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job?
My friend, this is, if you look at the context of that, you have three false advisors or comforters of a man plagued with plague. He is like Israel today. He is a symbolic entity. Who are they? Do you know who Eliphaz the Temanite, Zophar, and Bildad? Do you know who they are? They are Edom Esau. Eliphaz is the elder son of Esau, and he is the comforter of Job. And he is giving him all this orthodoxy, all this Talmudist doctrine to comfort him.
Well, back to my original point is I believe that there is a battle on, that there is a spiritual warfare in place, and much of the church, and I'll go so far as to say the majority of the church has their eyes closed, and they are literally in a spiritual deep sleep.
Yeah,
they cannot see it.
That's true.
So,
why? Because they don't feel they are responsible to, like Paul admonished and commanded us in Romans 1, he said, I beseech you, brethren, to bring your bodies holy sacrifice unto the Lord, your reasoning capacity. The translation that says, your reasonable services. God doesn't need our reasonable services. We don't know what's reasonable. We need to submit our mind. And then the next verse tells us, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might experience what's the good, the holy and acceptable will of God. Unless you change your mind and accept the word of God and the mind of Christ, you will not experience what is the good and holy and acceptable
will
of God.
Well, and I agree with you 100% there that it
right,
is absolutely
really
by the renewing of our mind.
Call. I appreciate you listening, and I hope to hear from you today to subscribe to the Free American and get your latest issue.
Thank you.
All right. And, Robert, you've got my number down, too, haven't you? Yes. Yeah. What's that
now?
Hello.
Hello. Do we have somebody new on here?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay. I've still got Robert, though. You're with me, right, Robert?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You have my number. I have one more hour to do, and you're certainly welcome to join me. I do that on a blog talk show on here.
Okay.
That show is archived right on my site. So if you'd like to give me a call after we're through here in about 10 minutes here, I'd really like to continue this conversation.
Okay.
And you just call me at the 888 678
1444. 1444.
Yes, sir.
Clay, I'm prepared to stay with you another hour, but I had already committed myself this morning.
All right, that's no problem, sir. That's no problem.
How often and when, what day do you want me to be?
Well, I do this show 5 days a week, and I do my little third show, especially for my site on Blog Talk, and you know, you're welcome on that any time. I generally don't have the guests on that one that I do on Republic.
Okay, but what time of the day?
It starts in 10 minutes.
Okay.
That's are you on California time?
California time, yeah.
Yeah, that starts at 7 o'clock California time.
7.
And this one starts at
5 o'clock California time.
Okay. Like we started today.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'd like to have you on every Monday to sort of set the whole tone. You know, we just, I've been doing so many shows about, you know, what's wrong with America. And, you know, to me, the Homeland Security is simply the secret police all over again.
Yeah, I mean,
and the war on terror is a war on anyone that doesn't want to go along with one world government.
Like I told you in person, I said we have been commonized since Abraham Lincoln, and we don't label ourselves as a communist nation. But there is nowhere in the world that the Communist Manifesto, that the 10 plank of the Communist Manifesto, is fully the law of the land, except in America.
That's right, and I've said, we've been a communist country longer than the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Robert, we're almost out of time. And
well,
I really appreciate you being
much.
On, sir.
Well,
give me a call anytime here.
God bless America.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, and let me give you a number, folks. The number is 888-678-1444. You can also call us at 505. Actually, it will be 575-423-3250. First time the number's changed in about 50 years.
here in New Mexico. 575 will be our new area code for both my cell and my home phones here. And 877-423-3250 still works also. Now, we've got the new fulvic acid line of American Heritage and Health products. We'd like for you to get that. We've got Miracle 2 in, and we'll be getting more of that in very shortly, but I think we still can fill most of the 95% of the orders on what we have here. We've got the most important thing is the Free American. And all of the commercials that you've heard today, if you would call in on those on Republic, if you would click on the links on Republic Broadcasting and let those people know that you heard about them on the Free American Hour show, or the Free American show, and let them know that you'd like to see them advertising in the Free American magazine, which has a national distribution now. We want you. We want you as a customer. We want you as a subscriber. And we would like to have you as a distributor or a salesman. The Help Wanted ads are up on my website. The Help Wanted ads are in the magazine. All right. Who do we have? Betty? All right. Hello, hello, Betty.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I wanted to commend you particularly in your magazine, your new magazine, on Ezra Pound's poem. I'd love to hear that read on the air.
I've read that on the air. I'll be glad to do it again. It's Our Goodly Fear is his description of Jesus on the last days.
Yep. And the other thing is wearing Ron Paul's lapel pin will, particularly after this last discussion on the television, it was interesting how it created division. You know, some were hollering against him and some were hollering for him. And I think it might take a little bit of courage on a lot of people's part to wear that pin when they go to church, etc.
I intend to put Ron Paul's for president poster up on my fifth wheel as soon as I can get the money to do that. And I intend to have at least one or two pages of ads in the Free American, probably on the back page, so that every post office worker that carries it around sees Ron Paul's picture on there.
I don't think there's too many people who are wearing political pins on their lapels this early.
We need to do that.
Worth it.
We need to do anything we can to get Ron Paul elected.
Yeah. Well, I thank you. I'm delighted you're back on the air.
Well, thank you, dear. And
okay.
I'll be on for one more hour here at freeamerican.com. You can go there to make a donation. You can go there to order advertising. You can go there to order magazines and distribute magazines in your own neighborhood within your own family. I'm Clay Douglas. I'm the Free American.
Bye-bye.
If you
want to
be one, two...
With reason.